Police staff ballot for decent pay. Police staff in the Unison, Unite and GMB unions are being balloted for strike action to win a 3% pay increase. This follows a consultative ballot in the summer when a large majority backed action. Since 2010, police staff suffered a 2-year pay freeze, followed by a 1% raise last year. This means a real-term cut of 13% according to Unison. This year we have had the same paltry and insulting offer. To make matters worse, officer and staff job losses will reach 34,000 by 2015. A Unison poll of Police and Justice Service Group members showed that 39% are struggling to make ends meet with 80% cutting back on general living costs. Declan Clune Red Sea Cinema bosses back down. Due to the threat of strike action and a boycott of the picture house chain, see Red Sea workers threatened with redundancy, the Red Sea bosses have now backed down from the threat to sack 34 members of staff. This is a reflection of the tremendous campaigning work by the Red Sea workers and enormous public support for them. It also comes on the back of the victory of the workers at the Curtain Cinema chain, winning the London Living Wage. However, the workers are not calling off the strike ballot until firmer assurances about job security are given. Lawrence Maples. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 30th of October 2014, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist. Kent Range Warden's Strike. Representatives of Southeast Kent stood on picket lines today alongside striking Unite Range Wardens. The driving rain didn't dampen the range wardens' spirits or resolve to fight redundancies, safety issues and lack of consultation. Landmark Support Services, who employ the wardens and support staff on Britain's military estates, have undercut their contracts on renewal so much that 370 jobs across the country may be at risk. Unite has written to the MOD Human Resources calling for Landmark's contract to be reviewed. However, could this not be an opportunity for the MOD to bite the bullet, send exploitative contractors packing, and take support staff back under MOD control? Seth Cruz, President Southeast Kent Trade Union Council,